bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is one of what I call it old fashioned church. I'm sorry.
Huh? Amen.
I'm sorry, huh? Oh, you know, they try to do that new age church now. In Jesus' name. Huh? Try to hip hop with Jesus. Jesus is laughing at them. I'm so old that they just don't know how old I am. They try to come up with some new stuff.
Uh-oh.
And carry on. You know, I came from a generation where they had church.
Amen.
Where they preached the word, and when you left here, you felt it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now these days, they just want to sugarcoat it.
Amen. Amen.
All they want to do now is count how many members they got. Oh, I got 1,000 members. I feel sorry for you. You got 1,000 men. I pray for you because you sure need it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. It's a number. Is what they're more concerned about. Not me. It's the soul being saved.
Amen.
We pray that the Lord will send the right people to us.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He's going to do it.
Yes.
We're just carrying on from Pastor Hamilton. She sees us right now. Huh?
Yes.
We're carrying on. And we're doing what God taught us as children coming up. When they thought that we didn't, you know, he don't know nothing. They said, huh? When we was going to church, you know, clowning and carrying on, they thought we weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We paid attention.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We carried on.
All right.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is.
Yes.
Huh? Amen?
Amen.
But we paid attention when we was kids growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, kids they're beside us. So this world, now, it's a different world we're living in.
Yes.
It's the same earth, huh?
Yes.
But it's a different world.
Yes.
You know, nobody seems to know who I come in contact, nothing about the Bible.
Say that again.
Huh? Nothing. Thank you, Jesus.
They just put the Bible on the back burner, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son said, God saved me. I'm saved. He said, you saved? I said, you got the Holy Ghost? Huh? Holy Ghost? That scratches his head. What's that? He know what that is, huh? And you don't know what the Holy Ghost is, then you say, You got to know what the Holy Ghost is. Say, God saved me.
God saved me.
Yeah, I had a challenge with him this weekend. And when he come down here, we go. Pray for the boy. Pray for the boy. Pray for him.
New age, huh?
Yeah.
New age faith.
I talked to his wife, and then I got her. She started asking me questions about being saved, the true way. She's a Catholic. I said, oh, yeah, she's a Catholic. When I was little, when I baptized, when I was little, I asked her how she get baptized. And she was speaking
a lot on me.
So I started talking to her, and I had her going.
Yeah.
I had her gone.
Yeah.
And that devilish son of mine came and just got in the middle of it and just messed it up. And he know better.
Yeah.
That's how the world is. They don't know nothing about the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Fussing at the church, huh?
Yeah.
Talking about the church. Y'all just read that book that a man wrote. How you know that?
Uh-huh.
Who told you that? They just saying something they heard somebody else say.
Uh-huh.
How you gonna know about the Bible and about Jesus if you don't come and find out?
They
have excuse after excuse after excuse. Something. Mm-hmm. They're gonna say something, the reason why they can't come.
Yeah.
Y'all excuse me, I just talk. You're just used to me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. They make me work harder, Sister Carol. When I talk to unsaved people with the Bible, and then I catch in their mind, they make me work hard. I got to go all the way back to Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah.
You got to understand me?
Amen.
I got to go all the way to Adam and Eve to get to the point. Don't make me go back way that's believe.
Amen.
Jesus said, just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, my goodness. Once you obey the command that Jesus gave us, then study the Word of God. God will show you. I can't show you everything in the Word of God. It takes the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I can tell you what I know, but the Holy Ghost will show you. Huh?
Amen.
You know how you look at TV? The Holy Ghost come across your face like this and show you what His Word means. Thank you, Jesus. What do you mean? I didn't have a specific lesson, but Pastor asked me to preach today, and I tell you what, I'm going to do a little bit of refreshing from our class.
Amen.
My question is today, my subject today is, and my question will be, how many spiritual families do we have in the world today?
Two
spiritual families. There's two spiritual families. One is of God, and one is of the Satan, of the God of this world. You understand? One is of good, and the other one is of what?
Evil.
Thank you, Jesus. There's no other spiritual side of life, or world, or people. If they try to separate themselves from God, separate themselves from Satan, not so. Thank you, Jesus.
Only two.
Yeah. One or the what?
The other.
No neutral ground whatsoever on earth.
No.
It's either you love one or do what to the other.
You hate the other.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we have two families?
No.
Can we be a both
part
families?
Of two families? No.
Huh?
No.
Gotta be one or the other.
That's right.
So in order to be of the family of God, what do we have to do?
Have to be born again.
Repent, baptized in Jesus Christ. Yeah.
See, people don't know that though. You try to tell them that, they're so in the dark.
Yeah.
With that in the world, you know, you have to stand there and you have to go through the Bible and show them, you know. My daughter-in-law asked me, well, I do good and I do whatever it takes to get along with people in the world, by making me good and a nice person and everything, don't that make me saved? I said, I had to go all the way to Adam and Eve, and I had to show her that the sin that you're guilty of is the sin that Adam did.
Amen.
That sin alone, I don't care what kind of life you live after 12 years old, what you did, that sin is still hanging on us before you come to the light.
Right.
Y'all understand? You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the sin that the world do not know or understand about. No matter what, you come out your mama's womb, you live as a perfect person, you never smoked, never drink, never did anybody no wrong, never cursed, never did all that kind of stuff. Don't that make me a good person with God? Yeah, it makes you a good person with God. And I told her that it was no accident that you married my son.
Mm.
Amen.
I said it was no accident that you married my son. And I told her, it's no accident that you're here with me today talking about Jesus.
All right.
She said, oh boy, that did it. I had her gone. I had her gone. She said, wow. I said, you were chosen before the foundation of what?
Of the earth.
The world.
Yeah?
World.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a good person and you haven't did no wrong to nobody, God sees you.
Amen.
He sees you and He chose you. All you got to do is accept the word. Washing away of the sin has to be by water baptism in Jesus' name. And I told her that many people in the world like you, good people.
Good people. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Good people. Good lovely people.
Did nobody no wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
And they are chosen before the foundation of the world. But they just won't accept the truth. They won't give in to God. We got a lot of people walking around, good people. Huh? But they don't understand the sin of Adam. It's not just the sin what we call we commit. Huh? We're going to do that anyway because the Bible says we were born in sin and we are shaped in what?
Shaping in iniquity.
So we're going to do, you know, as a sinner, an unsaved person, you're going to automatically do sin.
Mm-hmm.
But the most sin that is important, huh, to get rid of is what? The sin of Adam. By one man's disobedience, did what? Made a whole, anybody that come to the channel, the birth of a woman, every baby, when that baby come out, automatically, that baby is guilty of the sin of Adam. People say, why do I have to be guilty? I didn't ask to come here. Huh? Why I got to be guilty of Adam? Huh? Well, you know, that's a question I can't answer you. You got to talk to Jesus about that. Huh? Talk to God about that. But the Bible says we're born in sin. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And the worst sin that we're born in is the disobedience that Adam did.
Yes.
But God fixed it. See, I had something else to talk about, but it's coming. God fixed it. Huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, we could be in His family.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that's a family belongs to Satan. Satan is the god of where?
This world.
He's the god of this world. In what way?
He runs this world system.
The system.
Yeah.
He controls this world system.
Yes.
What I mean by that is, everything we do and go, you know, if it wasn't for Adam, we wouldn't have to get up and go to the job.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to. We wouldn't have to be paying taxes every year. Huh? We wouldn't have to put gas in the car.
Right.
Huh? But it's the system of the devil. The system of the devil is to do everything that is contrary to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's His job, and He's going to do that until Jesus comes.
Yeah.
When Jesus comes and take us away out of here, that's going to be His end.
Fine.
Thank you, Jesus. But His job is to trick people as much as He can. He said He blinds people from the truth.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He's slick. He'll convince you. Huh? Make you think. See, Eve, when she went to that apple, he went to that tree. I didn't know apple. He went to that tree that the Lord said, don't touch.
Don't touch.
The devil tricked her so much she thought she was right.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the devil then have changed today?
No.
He's doing the same thing today. You know why so many different religions in the world? It's so many religions because it's a trick of the devil.
Yeah,
it's a trick of the devil to he is determined that you and you is going to go down into the pit of fire. He has made his mind up. I know I don't have no chance with Jesus.
No chance.
But I'm not going down by myself. Is that too hard?
No.
Should I make that a little more softer?
We understand.
No, that's what it is.
He's determined to take you down with Him.
Amen.
And Jesus is determined to take you up with Him.
Yeah.
He gave us a system to free us from the sin of Adam. We know that. He fixed it where we could be in a family that He started. Huh? He said, upon this rock, I will what?
Build my church.
That church is of the family of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He fixed it. He gave a little command to the disciples.
Uh-huh.
It's not a hard thing to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To be baptized what?
In Jesus' name.
In His name. Because the name of Jesus is the only power to what?
Save you by remitting your sins.
Remitting our sin, but it's another word. The name of Jesus is the only power to do what? You said part of it. Uh-huh.
To
lift
the
curse
off of
you.
Yeah.
But people just, they don't want to believe that. I want to hear that. It's Jesus' name. There's no other name, what?
Under heaven, whereby we must be saved.
In the name of Jesus is the only name that will move your sin, the guilt, from your what? Soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He fixed that. Thank you, Jesus. But most of the people, they choose the family of Satan. Huh? Because they think they can't have no fun. Huh? I can't do nothing. Huh? I can't party. I can't do nothing. Huh? I tell you what. From what I gather from the Word of God, y'all hear me? What the Lord has showed me in His Word, what is going, how it's going to be in heaven, I trade it.
Anytime.
Huh? I trade it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I would trade my life or this life for what I know, the life in heaven with Jesus.
Yes.
Trust me, Jesus is coming. He's coming.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And He's going to come at a time that everybody's going to say, wait a minute, that's not supposed to happen. Wait a minute. See, they think when Jesus comes, oh, He's going to see Him coming. Oh, I can say, Jesus, help me, help me. And He's going to come at it, He's going to come at a time, it's going to happen so fast, you're going to say, what?
Yeah. I
quite
drink
a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going on, you know. I feel good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, I had some stuff in James. Thank you, Jesus.
James.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If people would come and let us explain. I told my daughter-in-law and my son, the next time y'all come here, let me take you to the blackboard. I said, I show you from one step to the other step. Mm-hmm. And when I get through with you, and if you ain't got it, I leave you alone. I leave you alone. Huh? Don't talk to me no more. Hello. Hey, how you doing, son? That's as far as you're going to get with me. Because I took you from here to there.
All right.
You just don't want to believe.
Right.
That's why I tell them. You just don't want to believe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That we are living in the last day.
Last day.
Thank you, Jesus. And I wanted to read with the family of God. We are one little section of the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Over there in Oakland, we got several little families in the family of God. But we got a family way over there in New York. Several families. Huh?
Just two families.
I'm talking about the family of God. What I'm trying to say is the family of God is scattered all through the world.
Amen.
Think we ain't by ourselves.
Amen.
There's some Holy Ghost baptized believing people all over the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. When one of the prophets hid in the cave, what did God tell him?
Elijah.
Elijah?
Yeah.
Hid in the cave. God told him what?
There are over 700
bowed
their knees.
We ain't by ourselves.
No.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Right here is the 5th chapter of James. I just want to do some little reading. What the family of God do. There's another little part I want, but it's over here. This is real good. If you find it, the 7th chapter verse.
Therefore, brethren,
be patient. Therefore, what?
Unto the coming of the Lord.
Unto the what?
Coming of the Lord.
The coming of the what?
The Lord.
Who?
The Lord.
Who is the Lord?
Jesus.
Coming of who?
Jesus.
So you to do what?
Be patient.
Be patient. Thank you, Jesus. And what?
Behold, the husbandman.
The husbandman
waited for the precious fruit of the earth.
This is an example of a man on earth waiting on a peace tree. Had long patience for.
Until he received the early and latter rain.
Y'all hear that? That's how the coming of love gonna be. I got this peace tree in my yard, huh? If you don't prune it right, it ain't gonna yield nothing.
Ain't gonna bear the right fruit.
But I know when the time when that fruit gonna pop out of that tree. I go out there and see little peaches. See, when I go out there and see the little peaches, but they're green, you can't eat them yet. What that means, ain't time, huh?
Ain't
well, that's the same thing with some cousins about to come in the Lord.
Right.
Y'all get that?
Amen. Yeah.
You go out there, oh, the peaches. Oh, I got a lot of them, huh? So, what you got to do to get one of those peaches to eat?
Be patient.
You got to be patient.
Wait till they get ready.
You might go out there and try to get one, but anyway, but it's kind of red on it, you know. It sure looks good. You bite into it, it's crunchy. This ain't ready. You got to wait till the peach gets soft. Huh? That's where we at right now with Jesus.
All right.
Are y'all following me?
Amen.
If you listen to the news, and what's going on around our surroundings.
Yeah.
And if you read your Bible,
yes,
that's where we are. We see the coming of the Lord that the family of God is waiting for. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time that Satan is upset.
Amen. Amen.
Did y'all understand me?
Amen.
See, he knows the Bible better than any of us in this room. Mm-hmm. He can read the Bible forward, backwards, upside down. Scrabble it if you want to. He knows the Bible, but he don't need to have to pick the Bible up. He just knows the Bible.
He knows it. Amen.
He knows that the time is getting short. Huh?
Amen.
He knows that the family of God is going to do what?
Get out of here.
We're going where?
Yeah.
We're going home. We're going home. In the sky.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when that peach is turning, the world is going to get just like that peach.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that peach do something. And it to it blossom out to a nice juicy. I like them juicy. Lord, I like them crunchy. I like them in between crunchy and juicy. That's how I like them. Lord, make me a peach cobbler. That's when they're ready. Make me, I got a really bad hug. Make me a peach cobbler. Thank you, Jesus. That's how the world is today.
Yeah.
The family of God right now should be coming together.
Yes.
If they paying attention.
Yeah.
To what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's slowly happening. Slowly happening. It's coming. Because the Bible has fulfilled itself in a verse that I can read you in Daniel. It has fulfilled itself.
Mm-hmm.
The last chapter of Daniel tells you exactly what's going to happen before Jesus comes. Y'all read it. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to tell you. So the peach is slowly getting ripe. Thank you, Jesus. And when that peach gets ripe, you're going to go out there and pick it. You have patience. You know, you go out there and look at that peach. Lord, that's mine right there. Don't mess the peach. That's my peach right there. You go out there. This is mine over here. Don't touch this peach. Because, you know, they look real good. And you wait for that peach to get good. Go out there and get a bird and beat me to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's hard.
I waited for that peach. Thank you, Jesus. But that's how it's going to be. As of what? The leaves do what? What did it say about the tree? Waiting patient for it until what? He received the what? Early what?
The fruit of the earth.
Rain.
The early and the latter rain.
Latter rain. The rain going to help it grow.
Uh-huh.
And help it come, you know, get fresh. Ripe.
Okay.
Be ye what?
Be ye also patient.
And what?
Establish your hearts.
Coming for what?
For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
It do what?
It draweth nigh.
Say
coming. Getting close.
We here. I'm going to give y'all a verse. I want y'all to keep this verse. I want y'all to take this verse. And I want you to study it. Study this verse. This is where I am. God took me to Daniel, and I'm going to take y'all to Daniel. I'm going to give you this verse, the last chapter in Daniel. Somebody get it before me. Go right here. The last chapter in Daniel.
And at
the time,
wait. At
the beginning, what's the verse? Not
the whole thing. So it'll be the 12th chapter of Daniel with verse.
The verse would be about 11. That is a place in this verse, one little word that people don't pay attention to. Huh? One little word. And it says what?
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh deathless set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Okay. The magic word in that verse is set up. Do y'all see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, people don't understand what I'm trying to say. But we searched this. Set up. Abomination. We did.
Abomination. From that time, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away.
Sacrifices who? We should present our body as what?
A living sacrifice.
We are we the ones sacrificing to God. It's going to stop. It's going to stop. Our sacrifice is going to stop. Otherwise, the world ain't going to have anybody. We're going to be here. Mm-hmm. But the sacrifice that we're giving to God is not. Otherwise, somebody come to me now. Hey, tell me, how did we say? Huh? We're not going to be there to tell. It's going to stop. And then what it say?
The abomination
that maketh deathless
set up.
Stop right there. See, when you read that, you go on and read it, huh? You're past set up, wouldn't you? Set up. You read that, do you pay attention to the set up?
Yes.
Did you, when you read it, at the beginning? So what is the set up?
There's this establishment of immorality as a law.
You got it, sister. You hear what Sister Kara said? I have my scriptures back here. What it mean? What is the abomination to God? Homosexuality is the abomination to God. It would be the worst sin that He would hate. And when they establish it in our society, that it's a law. They say if you don't accept a gay person in your church, we're going to take away your status. Well, that's wrong. Because I would go back on them and tell them, you're working against what I believe in the Word of God. This is the one that's telling us God is about to come any moment. Desolation, did you understand what that was?
Devastation.
Devastation is going on in the world, and a lot of people ain't paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. But if you think that they're going to keep that Ebola outbreak in Africa, you better think twice. Because it's going to get here.
Yeah.
And when it get here, y'all better make sure you say.
Right.
Because over 700 and some odd people done died from it already. It's already here.
Two people.
They just got it at bay right now. This is the desolation, huh? The Bible is talking about. This ain't gonna happen until they legalize men marrying men.
Abomination. Amen.
Women marrying.
Amen.
God said, do not tell a man, do not lie down as though you lie down with a man. Mm-hmm. Did y'all understand that?
Mm-hmm. Not to lay with
man. Not to lay with man. That is, he said that way back, and he called it a abomination.
That's right.
Daniel repeated the prophecy of the abomination, and Jesus repeated what he already told Daniel way back then. Mm-hmm. He said it when he was here.
Yeah.
This is the time it's going to start. It's not going to happen like that all at once. It's going to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
Things going to happen in the earth. God said when the abomination, the desolation comes, he said the earth is going to vomit its inheritance. Do y'all understand that? I got the scriptures.
That's right.
I got the scriptures. If you don't understand what it means when he said the earth is going to vomit its inheritance, it means a volcano is going to pop up somewhere that they didn't know what was there. That's what it means. Hurricanes, it's not going to be little tiny ones. It's going to be mega hurricanes. It's going to be earthquakes. I'm telling you. This is how, when you start seeing that, remember I said this to you. I stood up and said, you said now, they had one in China, this one.
Yeah.
Huh? 6.1. That's how it's going to start.
Yeah.
It started. The abomination of desolation, it started. When San Francisco had, you know, gay folks, they used to hide in the closet. They didn't want nobody to know I'm gay. So they used to do that, you know. I had two brothers that was gay. I love my brothers. Thank you, Jesus. My brother next to me died of AIDS. It's because of the lifestyle he lived. Okay? Ain't nobody telling nobody to beat no gay folks over the head. Huh? Ain't nobody trying to make them change because they ain't going to do it anyway. Huh? It been gay folks way back since what day?
Since the beginning of time.
And he destroyed a city.
Yeah.
Because of it. See, there ain't nothing new. Huh? They just coming out of the closet and they just making it come in freely and everything. You know, they just doing their thing now. I'm proud to be this, and I'm proud. Got a gay pride day, and the law comes in. Our governor sanctions stuff and to allow them for it to be legal and stuff like that. That is the setup. San Francisco's on the leader of the setting up of the abomination of desolation. It's here. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Scriptures. I got the scriptures. Anybody want to know where they're at? I can show you where they're at. It's there. But the family of God, right now, they should be jumping up and rejoicing. This is the time we should be praising the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, no man know the time or the hour. Huh? That is one secret he's going to keep from the angels,
uh-huh.
From us,
yeah.
The devil. Uh-huh. That's one secret. He might let some other secrets out, but that's one secret he ain't going to let out. Uh-huh. I ain't going to let you know when I'm going to come. You can guess all you want. You can calculate. You see, 10,000 years went by. And all this went by. And stuff. In the olden days, they stoned a homosexual. Stone them dead.
Yeah.
Huh? The law against homosexuality was death. Huh? Now it's free.
Amen. Amen.
See, I told my son yesterday because he's really on. Well, you can't tell a person who to love and who to not love. I said, I can't tell anybody who to love. I'm not trying to do that. But a man in a man, a woman in a woman, and he just all on it and stuff. And I said, you got me wrong. I said, you got me wrong. I tell the truth. The two words, Jesus is finna come, and you is confirming it.
Oh, wow.
You got it now, huh?
Oh, okay. All right.
Read the Bible.
Yeah.
People are taking this life. They're taking their life. That's how it's going to be when Jesus comes.
Amen.
Some of the people of the family of God are taking it too lightly.
Amen.
Huh? We almost need to drop everything and just praise the Lord as much as you can.
All
because
right.
That's what it's going to take for us to get out of here.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
Have you ever seen a weak magnet?
No.
No.
Huh?
No.
It doesn't work.
Lost his get up.
That's right. That's how it's going to be. You take a magnet and another magnet,
yeah.
And you do, huh? That's how fast it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody going to have time to think. what just happened.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And they're not going to be in the dark. You know why they ain't going to be in the dark? Because Jesus himself shall descend from heaven with what?
With a shout.
With a shout.
Why he going to do that shout?
To wake up the dead.
To wake up the dead. He's going to wake up the sinners and those that's waiting to go with the dead.
That's right.
Did I mention y'all that that shit out of order? Huh?
All of
the unsaved people is going to know when Jesus...
It's going to be a great morning.
Somebody said, when I die, that's the end.
No.
When I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm just gonna rot in the grave, and in my body, I'm no more. Huh? That's not so. When Jesus comes, the dead in Christ is gonna respond first.
That's right.
And then we what?
Which are alive and remain.
And those that died in their sins in the grave,
they gonna get up too.
And those that that live in their sin, when Jesus comes, what's going to happen?
They're going to be left.
They're going to know.
And they're going to mourn.
They're going to know when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Every knee shall what?
Bow.
And what?
Every tongue shall confess.
That Jesus is what?
Is Lord.
Ain't nobody going to be in the dark.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, what language you speak, they're going to know when Jesus comes from the sky and says, I'm here. He said, shout, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of shout he's gonna make. I just want to respond to it and fly away with the saints. What y'all want to do?
I'm going to fly away with you.
So this is the time the preachers in the church, hallelujah, y'all excuse me, huh?
Uh-huh.
The preachers in the church should be preaching that Jesus is at the door. The Bible said, come in what? Nah.
Yes.
Be ye also, be you also patient.
Uh-huh.
Establish what? Your heart.
Yes.
For the coming of the Lord is what?
Draw nigh.
That we are in that time right now. He draw in nigh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The family of God. I don't want to be in the family of Satan.
Amen.
God taking me by three ways right now. I don't know. I just have to do what he said. Thank you, huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to be with the family of God. This is the time, hallelujah, to pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the time to come together and pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get on our knees and call on Jesus, Brother Ted.
Hallelujah.
I don't have... so much Holy Ghost, I can't call on Jesus no more.
Amen.
Yes, I can.
Amen.
All right.
I never get enough of Jesus.
Thank you.
And this is the time right now because I'm telling you, it's going to happen so quick and so fast. Lord. So they're going to run to the rocks, and the rocks are what?
Right.
Ain't nothing you're going to do. Ain't nothing you're going to do. When you left here, and the church is out, snatched away out of this world, ain't nothing you could do to change it. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, being in the family of God, thank you, Jesus. It tells us to grudge not one another, against one another, brethren. Lest you what?
Lest you be condemned.
Lest you be condemned.
Behold. The judge standeth
before
the door.
Hallelujah. Take my what?
Take my brethren.
Who have spoken in the name of the Lord. Yes.
Ye have heard of the patience of Job.
You know that.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody know that story.
And have seen the end of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
That the Lord is very pitiful.
Did y'all hear that?
And of tender mercy.
Yes. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
But above all things, my brethren,
uh-huh,
swear not.
Uh-huh.
Neither by heaven.
Yes.
Neither by the earth.
Yes.
Neither by one other's oath.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
But let your yea be yea.
Yea be yea.
And your nay be nay.
Nay be nay.
Lest ye fall into condemnation.
We got a God that will have pity on you. Huh?
Amen.
Did y'all hear me?
Amen.
Mercy.
Yes.
Every moment of our life that we standing here, sitting here, the blood running through your vein, we need to ask the Lord to have what on you?
Mercy.
And what?
And pity.
I use the word pity. Lord, have pity on me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make it with you. Thank you, Jesus. This is the word. The Lord just been dealing with me with this and working with me with this, what's happening in the world and teaching me not to get upset. Huh? Mm. He said, let not your heart be what?
Let not your heart be.
He wants us to be of good what?
Good faith.
He wants us to be of good faith and cheer.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be calm. Huh?
Right.
He wants us to be, collected.
Yes.
Don't get upset when you see this stuff come. If a missile fly over your head right now and land somewhere and blow up and you still alive, don't get upset.
Okay.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
What's happening in Israel?
Hamas.
You know what that is? That's no accident.
That's a sign. That's a sign.
That's no accident.
Israel.
Yes.
That's a sign.
Wars and war. And then with Jerusalem, with Israel, Israel is God's chosen city.
That's right.
Today, Israel is God's chosen people. Yet today. And when they make war against Israel, that's a sign, huh?
Yes.
He's going to come.
That's the desolation. So when they shoot a bomb over there and blow up the whole building,
desolation.
That's the setup. I'm preaching this to myself and to y'all.
Amen.
Praying that you hear me. This is the time, if you're not saved, this is the time to do it. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. This is the time to get close to God. Got to say, God, get me closer to you.
Get me closer to you.
That's what's been on my chest. Get me closer to you.
Get me closer.
Tell him, I want to be closer.
I want to be closer.
We are here, thank you, Jesus, to help one another. The family of God, I'm sorry if I'm going over my time, but the family of God is a family that stick together.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We help one another.
Amen.
It says right here, it says, the sick do what?
There's any
sick among you afflicted?
Uh-huh.
Let him pray.
And do what?
Is any merry? Let him sing psalms.
Yes.
Is any sick among you?
Uh-huh.
Let him call for the elders.
Call for who?
The elders of the church,
the meaning the leaders that are leading the church,
uh-huh.
But you can call to the cab.
Yeah.
Call to the you.
Right.
We don't leave nobody standing when they sick. See, that's the difference between the church of God and the church of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The devil don't care if you're sick. He hope you die. We don't, or the family of God, we're going to see to you, we're going to pray for you, we're going to do whatever we can to help you. That's the difference between the families, thank you, Jesus. And the prayer of the what?
And let them pray over him.
Uh-huh.
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep on.
And the prayer of faith,
yes,
shall save the sick.
You hear that? Go ahead.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if he have committed sins,
yep,
they shall be forgiven.
Shall be forgiven. And do what? Confess your what?
Confess your faults
one to another and do what?
And pray one for another.
No, talk about each other.
No,
that
pray.
You may be healed.
Go up down the street and talk about each other.
No.
That's what the Bible's saying?
No.
Is that what the family of God do?
No.
We do what?
We pray.
One another. That what?
Yes.
That ye may be healed, and what?
The effectual fervent prayer
of who?
A righteous man,
yes,
availeth much.
Yes.
Yes.
We are here to help one another. Anything you need to know about the Word of God, learn it. Learn it. Don't let another day go by without you being in the Lord. Those that's baptized in Jesus' name, and those that's not baptized in Jesus' name here today, I'm telling you now, it takes a baptism, the repenting of your heart. I can't help you repent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You got to talk to Jesus yourself.
Yeah.
But I can take you down in the water.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. And pick you out of the water and leave your sin where?
Behind.
In the water.
In the water. I can't help you get the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's between you and God.
Yeah.
But I will, in these days and times, I wouldn't be without it. Whew, I just went on, didn't I? Lord, just tear me up. Thank you, Jesus, huh?
Yeah.
This is the time to seek the Lord. When I say seek the Lord, I'm not just talking about one that's not filled with the Holy Ghost or don't have the baptism. I'm also talking about those that are baptized in Jesus' name and got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is the
Amen.
Time to seek the Lord. God got a little bit here, and He got a little bit there.
Amen.
And a little bit over there, huh? Our group is here, other groups is over there. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Huh? It don't matter what how big the group is or how small the group is.
Yeah.
Cause He fixed that. Wherever that two or three that gathers together in what?
In My name.
He said what?
I'll be in the name.
He's here. His presence. It's with us today.
Amen.
I had so many other things I wanted to say, but God took me another way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I didn't even prepare for a message today. Thank you, Jesus. But it's the message that you should study. Study. People, you got to believe it.
Amen.
The abomination set up whatever.
Desolation.
It's here. In our time. We are witnessing it. It's like, I put it like this. It's the last straw. Huh? It's the last straw that Jesus pulled. Or how you do it? Huh? You know, you got the last one. I'm not going no more. You know? I'm at my last. Ain't nothing else I can do. They done did the worst thing there is. Huh? Against nature. You get what I'm saying? That's what God is now. Now things are starting to happen. Now y'all remember now, thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to remember this message now. I want you to remember how many families, spiritual families, are in the world. Y'all know that now, huh?
Amen.
Three?
No.
Two. And what's the name of those families?
Family of God.
Family of God and family of Satan.
What family you want to be in?
God.
The family of who?
God.
The family of God. And you want to be the only one in that family?
No.
What you want to do?
Save as many as I can.
You want to help?
Help.
Other people to understand.
That's right.
Which is a hard thing to do in these days.
Yeah.
You see, you know why? I know I'm going to sit down. They want to see fire. I want to see you call down from fire and burn up this can right there. That's what they want to see. I said, okay, I got to move on to the next person. But I ain't going to call no fire down.
Amen.
You can't call no fire down.
Hallelujah.
If you take some fire coming down to show you about Jesus, I got to go to the next person for a tread.
Amen, amen.
Y'all pray for me. Pray for glory. Pray for everybody that's here.
Amen.
Pray for the Lord that will keep giving us the mind.
Yes.
The one that's here today, give you a mind, give you strength. Hallelujah. Give you strength.
Hallelujah.
So keep coming. Find a way to get here.
Yes.
Find your way to the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Find your way to the church. Thank you, Jesus. You just don't know how this day is going to carry you through the week.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We got Bible class on Wednesday night.
Amen.
You still going to have it. It might change something, huh?
6 p.m.
6 o'clock. Wednesday night.
And don't forget Sunday school at 10 a.m.
Come on, Sunday school. Come back, man. No pressure. We ain't put no pressure on nobody.
Amen.
I want you to be here. I want you to be a good cheer.
Thank you.
Like Jesus said, be a good cheer in all you do. You know, be happy. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.